Hello everyone, I am Louisa Gibb. I'm the founder of Flat Space Art. Today I have an absolutely exceptional guest for you. He is the photographer to the royal family. He's an award-winning royal and entertainment photographer, and I would definitely say he probably has one of the best jobs you can have. Joining me now is Sam. Hi Sam.
Hi Louisa, good to be here.
Sam, you have access to some of the most famous names on the planet, and I know you get to photograph the British royal family at home and abroad. You've been on many, many tours. Sam, how did you start out?
Well, my dad was a photographer, so I learned a lot from him growing up, and I was lucky enough to always be surrounded by great photography, and I think this really helped me develop a really good appreciation for it from an early age. My photography career, I guess, really started when I moved to London after university and started working for a small celebrity photo agency on their picture desk, and I would just volunteer to go out and shoot some smaller jobs, such as some smaller role engagements and music gigs and things like that that others were less keen to do, but I just took that opportunity, and this really allowed me to start building up my skill set and contacts, and it's taken a good 10 years of hard work and ambition to develop my photography and really work myself up to the position I'm in today.
I know, it's amazing, and it just shows you a lot of hard work, and you do get there. I mean, you must just consider it such a privilege to have access to shoot so many big events, because you do document them all over Europe, don't you, and globally as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of the best things about my job, to be honest, is that there is a lot of variety. I do get to travel a lot, you know, from I can go from shooting a royal engagement one day to the next day shooting a music gig or a fashion show, and then doing a portrait shoot the next day. So it is really very varied, and I think that puts me in quite a unique position to document celebrities and the royals, and to show a bit more about their personalities, and to try and show a bit more of a human side to them.
I think you do that, Sam. I think you really do that. Can you talk us through the day where you took the pictures of Harry and Meghan on their engagement?
Yeah, well, it was a hugely exciting day as a photographer. Just a month or two earlier, I'd been in Toronto at the Invictus Games and had photographed them together for the first time. Officially, they walked out hand in hand at the wheelchair tennis at the Invictus Games, and that was really exciting. And this sort of led on to the engagement about a month later, and I was lucky enough to be invited down to the gardens of Kensington Palace on the day they announced engagement, and photographed them stepping out together hand in hand, and of course showing off the engagement ring. I thought it was really interesting. This is how it showed how they chose to project their relationship to the world through these still images that were captured that afternoon. And I think to the majority of people, these images really united the nation in excitement ahead of the wedding a few months later.
I mean, we absolutely adore these pictures. I mean, these are like a slice of history now. You also took some very other iconic photographs as well, which a lot of people remember, which of course was when William and Kate were getting married, and, you know, the infamous dress. So it's the Kate and Pippa photograph that's so heavily talked about. Can we just talk about that a little?
Yeah, sure. Well, that's, I think, definitely one of my most famous pictures. For those of you that want to imagine it, it's of course, you will all remember the scene, Kate in arriving at Westminster Abbey for a wedding, and Pippa the bridesmaid holding her dress. It's a picture taken from the side, so you get to see the entire length of the dress and Pippa holding it, and Kate is actually turning around and waving right towards me. And it was, you know, there were many great Royal pictures taken that day, but this one really seemed to resonate with a lot of people, including Kate, who actually chose it for the advertising campaign when the wedding dress went on display at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, it's a really good photograph, and it isn't just about the subject and I think it's the connection, isn't it, between the subject and the photographer. You know, there's a great symmetry and composition there. I mean, I think when I look at that photograph, it just makes me feel like I've been there and I was there. Would that be true in how your photography is?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's definitely something I'm trying to get across to people is especially the royal family, is to try and document what it was like to actually be there, and to show a bit more of their personality, so people can engage a bit more with them and show a bit more of a human side to them. So that's definitely something I look to do whenever I'm photographing my subjects.
What we have noticed is that Kate takes a lot of photographs of the family herself. How do they feel about having their family photographed?
Well, I think, as with most families and their kids, they're quite protective of their kids, which you can totally understand. They're all still very young, so they really try and limit the amount that they're out seen by the press and by the public. They want to protect them. And that's why Kate's done a lot of the photography of the kids herself. She's a very keen photographer, so I think it's something she really enjoys. But when we do get to photograph the kids, that makes it really special and makes it really exciting. And I think actually these make some of the best pictures, because of course George and Charlotte, you know, they're still very young, so they're very spontaneous. They don't necessarily follow the normal rules. They're just like any other kids, so you don't really know what you're going to get when you photograph them, which as a photographer, that makes it very exciting. You know, I've photographed them.
You did take one of the most beautiful pictures of Kate and Charlotte, which is available on the website. Just talk us through that one.
That one was taken when they were arriving on their royal tour of Canada. And they actually walked off the plane together. I think Kate was carrying Charlotte, and George was walking down the steps hand in hand with Prince William. And as they got to the bottom of the steps, Kate was still holding Charlotte and turned around to her and just gave her a big smile. And you just get this great connection between mother and daughter. And it was just, yeah, a very, very strong picture that a lot of people liked. And that was actually turned into black and white, which seemed to work really well. It just has a timeless quality, and I think works on many levels, because people can see this very warm and loving connection between the mother and daughter.
It's a really beautiful photograph. And we've at Flat Space Art just held an exhibition with you called your Rock and Sensibility exhibition, because I'm not sure, I don't know if many of our listeners know, but you are also an award-winning entertainment photographer. You have photographed some of the biggest acts in Europe, you know, Florence and the Machine, Taylor Swift. I mean, it was incredible, your exhibition, wasn't it? I mean, it was attended by thousands. I have to say that, because I'm not sure you'll say it. So, but it really was. And was there a particular favourite rock photograph you had?
Well, the exhibition featured some of my role pictures and also some of my best fashion and music pictures. So we included, I think, three or four music pictures, all of which are some of my favourites. One of them was of Florence and the Machine, and who are undoubtedly one of my favourite acts to shoot. She's absolutely amazing, Florence, to photograph live.
It was in Hyde Park, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah, it was in Hyde Park a couple of summers ago.
And I love that photograph. It just shows so much passion in it.
Yeah, she's just such a powerful and heartfelt performer. And this picture, more than any other that I've taken of her, really captured that. You've got the hair flowing. She's wearing like an amazing dress, and it's just full of movement and really, really shows off how dynamic she is.
I love your Taylor Swift one.
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, that was taken at Wembley Stadium last summer, and I remember you were at that. I remember seeing, like,
I
hearing
was,
you in the crowd.
I was with my youngest daughter, who I think at the time was actually stood on a chair dancing. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Taylor Swift is, I think, one of the great pop acts, and I photographed her a few times, including last summer when she came to Wembley. And this was actually this picture was taken just as she walked out at the start of the gig and during the first song. And it's a very atmospheric picture. It's a bit different to most sort of poppy pictures that I take. But yeah, it's definitely one of my favourite pictures that I took last year.
One of my favourites, Sam, is the Madonna one. Do you want to tell everyone about it?
Yeah, well, again, this is definitely one of my most recognisable pictures. It was of Madonna's dramatic fall at the Brit Awards. I'm so sure everyone can
she was
remember
fine as
hearing
well.
About
she,
that.
She was fine. She didn't have... Yeah, she didn't break anything.
Yeah, and it was... I was the only photographer that really captured the fall. I had the whole sequence of her falling down, which was captured at the Brits, and the image was used around the world the next day on numerous front covers, and it's definitely one of my most widely used pictures.
I think we're all completely wowed, Sam, by what you do. I think you do have the best job in the world. It's now for sure. And it's just unbelievable. You're in so many magazines and publications, from The Times, The Telegraph, The Mayfair, Surrey Life. First Dibs did a 12-page article on you. You know, I mean, it's just true, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, my pictures are used a lot for commercial uses as well. For example, a picture I took of Stormzy at the Brits last year was used on posters across the underground in advertising YouTube Music. So that was really nice to see, you know, your picture up massive on the underground. And
very cool, Sam.
Also, another good example is Raw Pictures being picked up for lots of things, such as they've been used for things like stamps and stuff like that, which is great.
It's amazing. And where will that stamp go, Sam? Which country is that for?
Well, I've been lucky enough to have a few stamps. I think the biggest one was in Australia, a picture of William and Kate when they visited Sydney a few years ago. And it's a picture of the two of them with Sydney Harbour Bridge in the background. So that was used for the Australian Post and chosen and used on one of their stamps.
Yeah, it's amazing. So for all you listeners out there, the best place to see these photographs from the exhibition and the Royal Photographs is on at Flat Space Art. So if you go on the Instagram, it is Flat Space Art, and on the website, which is also, again, just Flat Space Art. Sam, you have been very privileged. You've joined the Royal Tour with Harry and Meghan. You were invited to join it. It was their first official tour of Australia, Fiji, the Kingdom of Tonga, and New Zealand. You know, you really got to go through that tour with them. And of course, you know, everybody was following right behind you. It was absolutely brilliant. Was there a favourite part of the tour, Sam?
Well, it was an incredible tour, and there were so many great moments. I have to say, it was the first time I've been to Fiji and Tonga, so that was really, really special to see both those places. And the thing that really hit home was just how many people on those islands were into it. I mean, literally the whole island came out to see them at some stage. They gave all the children at the school school's days off, so they were lining the streets. So when we got, when we arrived there, and got off the plane, and were travelling by bus and motorcade through to the engagements, they were literally school kids lining the entire way for miles and miles just to get a glimpse of the couple. So that was really amazing, just to see how popular they are on these small islands. I think picture-wise, my favourite bit was definitely on Bondi Beach in Sydney. I don't think I've ever seen them, Harry and Meghan, looking so relaxed. They were both barefoot, and they spent a good hour on the beach, walking around, meeting locals, and there was many great moments that made for really strong pictures. But one that really sticks out is when they were sat together, flowers around their neck, barefoot. Meghan's wearing a really nice dress, and they're just, the sea's in the background, and they're just looking at each other, giving a really nice, loving look to each other. And it was just really, really colourful, really relaxed, and just great moments to capture.
I mean, they just look so engaged with everyone, and just incredibly approachable, don't they? That's what comes across from your photograph.
But that's one of the things that I wanna capture. Certainly, when they are on tour, you know, they tend to be a lot more relaxed. They really do make an effort to meet as many of the locals and learn about local culture and stuff like that. So I think these kind of opportunities often lead to the best pictures when they are abroad.
So Sam, everybody wants to know, what's your next plan? What are you next photographing?
Well, it's a very busy period at the moment, especially with the Royals. Meghan's out about and a lot at the moment, doing a lot of engagements. I think she's trying to cram in as much as they can from her before she will have a bit of time off before the baby, which is due in a month or two. So doing a lot with her at the moment. I would have thought this week and next week will be her last engagements, and then she will go away and rest a bit, of course, before having the baby. There's a very busy period for the Royals. On top of that, I'm doing a lot of showbiz stuff. Tomorrow I've actually got a shoot with The Who are going to be at Wembley Stadium promoting...
Oh my gosh, wow.
Promoting their concert, which is coming up at Wembley Stadium this summer. So I've got a shoot with them on the pitch at Wembley tomorrow, which I'm very excited about.
I'm not surprised. Sam, we're so honoured to represent you here at Flat Space Art. We very much enjoy working with you. Sam is one of the most understated people you can work with, a true professional, and just brilliant at what he does. His photographs are available on the website on Flat Space Art, and also a great way to see what he does and what he gets up to is on the Instagram at Flat Space Art again. Just Sam, thank you so much for joining us today and our listeners.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much for having me in.
No, it's such a pleasure. In next week's podcast, we're going to be talking about the infamous Banksy auction when his piece was shredded in Sotheby's. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, and thank you very much for listening.